We feel very inadequate at this moment. For the little bit that we have, we offer to you. Pray that we empty ourselves so that we can be a conduit and to be a channel of your message that we all learn today. Father, we commit this time into your hand. I pray that as we continue to worship you, that you will continue to speak to us. And I pray this in Jesus' more precious name. 父王，我感谢你给我一这个机会，给我们这个机会来敬拜、来学习、跟你学习。主啊，今天我们两个觉得很缺乏，觉得真的有很多亏欠。主啊，我们把我们自己倒空，要你就是做我们做你的这个夫妻的管子。 将你的信息跟大家分享，主求你就在这里做我们的主，我们怎样祷告，奉主耶稣的名字，Amen. Well, long time no see, everyone.
很久不见了，大家。
Okay, the first story that we just shared. 你可能要进来吧。哦哦哦，好。So the first story we just read about the rich ruler is in all three Gospels. I mean, in three Gospels.
我们刚才所读的有钱的官是在我们现在要看的三个福音书里面。在，you know,
it's in Matthew, as in Mark, and also in Luke.
在马可、马太、路加福音都有。All
three. Have a preceding account of little children coming to Jesus.
他们也讲到有三个小孩子来到耶稣的面前。
Luke alone, after this account of the rich ruler, has an account about Zacchaeus.
在路加里面，他讲到了撒该这个人。
So let's see how these two rich people. Encounter with Jesus about.
我们现在来看一下这三个有钱人是怎样的跟耶稣有联系的。
Do I have? Oh, this is the pointer, right? Oh, this is the okay. Now, first of all, when I come up with the title, the translation, I think it's more to do with the Cantonese translation. I think with the Mandarin speaking from China, may not use the term yao mi, 对吗?
有钱有麦。有钱有麦。广东话。应该是有钱有势吧。对，有势。Okay,
so, first of all, who is this rich young ruler?
我们现在来看一下这个有钱的官到底是谁呢?
First of all, in Matthew, it just says that it's a young man.
在马太福音里面，他只说是一个年轻的男士。And
it's very wealthy, as we see in the conversation.
然后是非常富有的。In
Luke, it introduced a man as a certain ruler.
在路加里面，他却说是一个官。Meaning
that he was probably a member of an official council or a court.
所以应该是他是一个做官的，或者是一个。
And this man, this ruler, this young ruler came up to Jesus and started with a question. Good teacher, what must I do to inherit eternal life?
他说，年上的夫子，我要怎样才能进入永生呢？
He realized there's more to inherit the eternal life.
其实他也知道。 有远生这个事情,
and he was really unsatisfied.
所以他现在还没有得到，就觉得很不满足.
The rich man wanted to know what he must do to inherit the eternal life.
所以他可能很渴望知道他要怎样做才能够进入远生呢?
And he just finished, but Jesus had just finished a teaching.
而且是在耶稣刚刚教训完众人之后，
that eternal life was not to be earned, but simply to receive.
所以进入永生不是靠自己可以赚来的，而是因为接受神的恩典。
In the same chapter, verse 17, it says, I tell you the truth. Anyone who will not receive the kingdom of God like the little children will never enter it.
所以在另外一节的福音也说，如果谁没有回转向小孩的样式，就不能够进入天国。
So it's like little children to receive it.
所以我们要回转向小孩的样式来接受。
Well, to that rich man question, he responds with a question back.
至于耶稣回答那个年轻官人的问题，是他耶稣自己反问的一个问题。
And Jesus responds with, "Why do you call me good?"
耶稣回答说，你为何叫我良善呢？
And this question, "Why do you call me good?" was designed to cause the ruler to stop and think for a moment.
这个问题是为了能够让这个年轻的官人能够停下来想一想。
About who Jesus really was.
到底耶稣是谁呢？
Why do you call me good?
为什么你要叫我良善？
Do you really know who Jesus is when you praise him?
你知道耶稣是谁吗？当你祷告的时候。
When you praise him with songs.
当你唱诗歌的时候。
And when you thank him for all the good things done in your life.
当你感谢他，他为你所做的一切美好的事情。
These are my parents.
这个就是我的父母。
My mom has dementia.
妈妈有老年退化症。
对对对对对。And she is in a she is a dialysis patient. Yeah, this picture was taken when she was going through dialysis.
这是她正在洗肾时候拍的。
Recently, my mom was talking about, how she appreciates her sister-in-law being so good to her.
最近妈妈经常讲说她的姑姐是怎样对她很好。
Well, she was so glad to have such a good sister-in-law.
她非常的欢喜有这样的姑姐。
And then she was talking and then turned to me and looked at me.
她正在讲的时候就看着苏传道。
Is your mom my sister-in-law?
我的姑姐就是你的妈妈吗？
She knew that I was good to her.
她知道我们都很好。
She knew that we were somehow related.
她知道我们有一定的亲戚关系。
But she was so confused that now, how we were related.
但是她现在不太记得我们是怎样的亲密关系。
I felt very sad. In fact, I still feel sad.
我当时觉得很难过，现在还是很难过。
That she was so confused that she forgot for a moment, actually she later remembered, but she was so confused and forgot for a moment how we were so close together.
她就是把我们怎样很亲近的关系给忘记了。
Then at that moment, I was thinking that we are in a way like that to God.
那个时候我就想到我们很多时候就像对神也是这样子的。
God is good.
上帝很好。
Jesus is very good.
耶稣也很好。
But God, are we related? We are not really related to you, right?
但是神啊，我们是有联系的吗？我们很亲近吗？
Then it dawns on me that God must be feeling very sad.
当时我就觉得，如果我们这样做的话，上帝一定很伤心。
That we were so confused by sin.That we don't realize that we're actually very dear to God.
我们的罪让我们模糊了、混乱了，不知道我们跟神原来是这样的亲近。
And do we really know the cost, the pain, and the sacrifice that Jesus has made?
我们真的知道主耶稣为我们所献上的吗？他的痛苦，他为我们的所背负的。
All these good things that He has done to me, and to set us free.
所有的事情他所做的是为了给我们能够自由。
So why do you call me good?
耶稣的问题，为什么你叫我良善呢？
No one is good except God alone.
除了神，没有一个是良善的。
No one is good except God alone.
没有一个是良善的，除了神。
Is this statement is actually points to the young man in the right direction of who Jesus is.
这个问题有没有指示那个年轻人到底耶稣是谁呢？
Is actually pointing to the direction of who Jesus is, the essence of God.
他就指出了耶稣就是神。
And the demands that which logically follow on the man for having said it. 就很 logical, 自然的、就是、
一个逻辑就把它转到那边了。
对了。Anyway, okay, so he came to Jesus.
他就来到耶稣的面前。
He, in Matthew say that, in Mark, actually in Mark, he say that he ran up to Jesus and fell on his knee before him.
马可福音这样说，他跑到耶稣的面前，跪在耶稣的前面。
Yeah, this young man is desperate.
这个年轻人很渴望见到耶稣。
Can you imagine the Facebook founder Mark Zuckerberg?
你可以想到 Facebook 的创始人吗？
Or Justin Trudeau?
还是 Justin Trudeau 加拿大的总理？
Justin Trudeau may not be rich enough anyway, but anyway, the young rich man.
不知道 Justin Trudeau 是不是很富有呢？不过没关系。
Yeah. Oh, can you think about these two men running up to Jesus and kneel before him?
现在想象一下，这两个人跑到耶稣的面前，跪在耶稣的前面。
And in the public.
在公众的场所。
This one? Or this one? Okay, so the question or the problem or the request in life, do you have that kind of question or that request in life that you will go up to Jesus for help?
有没有一个时刻是你有这样的情景，是你要跑到耶稣的面前来请求他的帮助？
Despite of this young ruler's richness and power that he has,
除了他的权力、他的有钱之外呢？
He doesn't know how to enter to the kingdom of God to inherit the eternal life.
他不知道怎样才能够承受永生。
But he knew Jesus has the answer.
但是他知道耶稣那里有答案。
This young man, this young rich ruler remained unnamed. We don't know what's his name.
在圣经里面，这个富有的官人是没有给他名字的。
He could be one of us.
他可能是我们其中的一个。
He realized that that's very important to fix this question about the kingdom of God.
他自己清楚这是非常重要的问题，来知道怎样来进入神的国。
That his ego, his image in the public is secondary.
他的个人形象跟社会，他的地位就变得不太重要了。
Life purpose is not in wealth and in power.
生命的意义不在于你有多少钱，或是你有怎样的权利。
If wealth and power can satisfy this man, he would not have come running to Jesus.
如果权力和地位能够满足他的话，他就不需要跑到耶稣的面前。
Hey, one would think that the Bible and Christians should not get rich.
或者有人说，基督徒不应该很富有的。
It's a bad connotation that being rich is being unchristian.
有钱人就不虔诚了。
Or being secular.
还是不虔诚，不是真的基督徒。
Isn't Jesus asking him to sell everything he had?
那刚才耶稣也跟他说，你要变卖你一切所有的。
There seems to be more story in the Bible that the rich men are bad guys.
好像很多在圣经的里面提到，有钱的人都是不怎样好的。
Oppressing the poor, selfish.Inconsiderate, arrogant, and mean.
那些人就很坏啦，欺诈穷人啦，然后就做一些 不见得光的事。
But richness is from God.
但是富有也是神所赐福的。
It's a blessing from God.
是神所赐的福。
The issue is how we handle money.
这个问题是我们应该怎样来管理神所赐的钱呢？
God blessed Solomon with wealth and honor when God wanted to give him the gift he asked for.
神要赐福给所罗门的时候，所罗门是极其的富贵荣华。
And God blessed Job with wealth.
约伯神也赐福给他。
God blessed Abraham with many possessions.
亚伯拉罕神也大大的赐福给他。
God blessed us with richness so that we know his richness and that we can also bless the others.
神赐福给我们，好让我们知道他的丰富，我们也可以借由这样来赐福更多的人。
As in the parables of the talents, God wants us to multiply it.
就连管家的才干，神也让我们非常的富足。
We are stewards to what's given to us.
我们可以做的就是照着我们的恩赐。
Job said, "The Lord gave, and the Lord has taken away."
约伯说，赏赐的是耶和华，收取的也是耶和华。
But riches, materials, status cannot be the ends in themselves.
但是富足、才干和权力不是最重的。
It's not ends in themselves to find the purpose of life.
他们不是我们可以寻找生命目标的答案。
If we do, we will be very miserable.
如果我们是由着财富、才干来寻求答案的话，我们就惨了。
So as we see in this young ruler.
所以我们看到这年轻的官人呢。
Okay, so life purpose is not in. This is what.Before. Okay, life purpose is not in the wealth and status, and also life purpose is not found in doing good.
生命的意义不在财富，不在地位，也不在我们所做的行为上。
And Jesus continued on the conversation with the young man by saying,
耶稣继续的和这个有钱的官人说，
You know the commandments.
你知道诫命的。
Do not commit adultery.Do not murder, do not steal, do not give false testimony, honor your father and mother.
耶稣将说，诫命你是晓得的，不可奸淫，不可杀人，不可偷窃，不可作假见证，当孝敬父母。
It is a quotation from Exodus chapter 20.
从创世纪的经文十诫里面出来的。
Jesus cited the parts of the Ten Commandments.That related to how we should relate to the others.
耶稣再一次的教训我们，十诫里面我们应该怎样的和其他人相处。
And Jesus' reply doesn't have the part of loving God and covenant not.
在耶稣回答他里面，耶稣没有说到说你当爱神。
And covenant not, 不要贪。贪其他人的东西 yeah, which the young ruler might not have observed.
这个就是年轻的官人没有守的可能。
In the Bible, we learn that it's not by keeping the commandments to earn our salvation.
圣经里面非常清楚地提到，我们不能够借着守律法来进入神的国。
Because we cannot keep up all of them.
因为我们是没有能力守的。
In Ephesians chapter 2, verse 8, chapter 2, verse 8 and 9 it says,
以弗所书二章八到九节这样说，
It's not, for it is by grace that you have been saved, through faith, and it's not from yourself. It's a gift from God, not by works, so that no one can boast.
圣经这样说，你们得救本乎恩，也因着信。这并不是出于自己，乃是神所赐的。也不是出于行为，免得有人自夸。
Saul before his conversion, Paul before his conversion, also kept the commandment to the dot since he was a boy. 扫罗，你是扫罗？
保罗在还没有得教之前叫做扫罗，他在那个时候也是守律法、墨守成规的人。
But he was just religious. And legalistic.
只是守着宗教的规条，墨守成规。
While the rich man was probably being sincere when he insists that I have wholeheartedly obeyed all these laws.
当这个年轻的官人是很确定说他已经守了所有的律法。
And he had confined his, but he has confined his righteousness to the external obedience.
但是他所守的律法只是在外在的顺服。
The man asked which commandments. Then he said he had kept all.
耶稣问哪一条诫命，但是他说他已经全部守了。
And it's not the conformity that inherits the kingdom of God.
但是守规条跟进入神的国是不能够并列的。
Nobody can keep all and enough commandments and laws and doing good work to enter the kingdom of God.
没有人可以借着行为或者是借着律守律法来进入神的国。
When Jesus heard his response about keeping the commandments,
当耶稣听到他所守的律法的时候呢，
he said to him,
耶稣对他说，
one thing you still lack,
你还缺一样。
Sell all you have, sell all that you have, and give the money to the poor.
你要变卖你所有的，分给穷人。
And you will have treasure in heaven.
你必有财宝在天上。
Then come and follow me.
你还要来跟从我。
In Matthew chapter, in Matthew, it's actually saying that if you want to be perfect.
在马太，他很准确的说，如果你想要完善。
The word perfect in Greek means the goal, the end.
在希腊文里面，完善是你的目标，你最终的目的。
Here, one thing you still lack.
这里耶稣说你还缺一样。
There's still something missing.
所以说还缺一点东西。
His goal was eternal life.
他的目标是进入永生。
But wealth and lack of a commitment to God first and to the others stand in the way.
但是阻止他进入永生的这一件事情就是他没有办法完全守住，然后他爱他的钱财多过爱神。
Sell everything you have.
耶稣说你当变卖所有。
And Jesus knows that the young man's allegiance is to his possession and the status they provide.
耶稣知道这个年轻的官人他的自信，他的 目光是放在他的财富和他的权力上。
So subsequently, Jesus tells him to detach himself from these things.
所以耶稣要把他从这一些当中分别出来。
These things are preventing his full commitment to God's kingdom.
这些就是阻止他更靠近神，进入神永生的阻挡。
In his listing of the commandments, in Jesus' listing of the commandments,
耶稣跟他说的这些戒条里面呢，
Jesus omit you should not covet.
耶稣说你不要贪。
This was the rich man's main problem and was preventing him from entering life.
这个就是这个年轻官人的问题。
The rich man's response to Jesus' command to give away all he had.
这个年轻人怎样回应耶稣的回答呢？就是让他变卖所有这件事情。
Had revealed that internally he loved money more than God.
很明显的就指出来了，他爱他的财富多过爱神。
It is the love of God and the love of neighbors distinguish us from the morality of the other religion.
所以我们现在的问题是爱神恨爱你的邻舍，把我们从其他的宗教里面分别出来吗？
It's interesting that the rich man said that he has kept all the commandments.
很搞笑的是这个年轻人说他已经守了所有的戒条。
Don't we sometimes think that when we met most obligations of being a citizen, being a professional, being a worker, being a student, or being a daughter or son.
会不会有一些时刻我们也会有这样的问题的，觉得我们已经做得很好了，作为一个公民，作为一个员工，作为一个老师，作为一个学生，作为一个儿女，你已经做得很好了。
That we are good enough. Do we do good to make ourselves feel good?
我们做得好，就是为了让我们自己自我感觉良好吗？
Or to exchange or compensate some flaws that we have made?
还是让为了让人家觉得我们做得很好。
My dad is amazing.
我的爸爸就非常的棒。
Though he is 87,
虽然他已经
87,
虽然他已经87了。
With cancer and with a serious heart problem,
有很严重的心脏问题和癌症。
He still looked like in his 70s.
他还是看起来还是像70岁一样光彩。
But as my dad gets older,
但是他慢慢的变老呢,
especially this year,
特别是今年,
I see that his judgment is off a bit.
他的判断也似乎不太标准。
My mom has a walking problem.
我妈妈却有走路的问题。
One day she wanted to get up and walk to the bathroom to relieve herself.
有一天她是坐在那边，然后她想要站起来去洗手间。
We stood around her and sort of wait upon her to see, you know, how to help her.
我们还是站在她的旁边，看看怎样可以帮助她。
As she was about to put her hand down, to hold on to the back of a chair,
正在她想要把她的手放在椅子的扶背上的时候。
My dad took the chair away, thinking that the chair was in the way.
我爸爸就把椅子挪开了，以为会阻止他。
Yeah, and mom fell.
然后妈妈就跌倒了。
Naturally, I was upset and asked dad why he did that.
当时我就很自然的反应，就很生气，问爸爸：“你怎么要这样做嘞？”
And he was very upset with my question too.
然后我的问题也激怒了爸爸。
He responded and he said that the chair was in the way and he was trying to be helpful.
然后他就回答，我以为椅子在那边挡路啊，我就爬就想帮忙。
Though he saw that mom was about to put her hand on the chair.
虽然他已经看到妈妈要把手扶在椅背上了。
All he think is the chair's in the way.
但是他却觉得椅子在那边挡路。
He felt that we should not discredit his thought of being helpful from the hurt that he has caused.
他觉得不要批评他的行为，因为他造成了其他人的伤害。
And that defines his contribution of this is his definition of contribution of help.
他觉得他把椅子挪开是有贡献的，他要来帮忙。
Why I really appreciate his thought, but I cannot really appreciate his help as much.
我很欣赏他想要帮忙的想法，但是他的行为就麻麻的。
So do we define the purpose of life, the essence of good life, or the requirements to enter the kingdom of God? Our own way.
我们是不是有自己的想法、自己的行为来觉得可以进入神的国呢？
Man won't wait for God to show what is good and evil.
人就没有办法来等候神的指示，什么是善的，什么是恶的。
But want to take it in their own hands, but it doesn't lead to anywhere.
但是人却想要自作主张。
你是广东人。Okay, so life is found in having relationship with Jesus.
我们的生命是在乎跟耶稣有关联。
When the rich man was thinking in terms of earning righteousness to merit the eternal life,
当这个富有的官人想着他要赚取到进入天国的门票的时候，
But Jesus taught that it was a gift to be received.
但是耶稣却跟他说，进入天国是神的恩典。
It is the following of God to go hand in hand with doing good.
是神的恩赐，神的怜悯来帮助我们 一步一步的带领。
Doing good and observing law is not the ticket to the kingdom of God.
好的行为还有遵守律法不能够，我们不能凭这样来进入天国。
Leaving alone that we cannot do enough good anyway.
再说了，我们也没办法做很好的行为。
What is to follow Jesus?
到底怎样才是跟随耶稣呢？
It's not in the Facebook say follow.
不像在 Facebook 上面你按一个 follow 就好了。
Or the LinkedIn.
或者是联系、
yep.
那个 LinkedIn 的。
To follow Jesus is to have a committing relationship with Jesus.
跟随耶稣是要一个建立一个紧密的关系。
In Mark, in the same account in Mark,
在马可这样说
，Jesus looked at him.
耶稣望着他
，and loved him.
就爱他。
Jesus realized that this man's earnestness.
耶稣知道他的情况。
Jesus' response was not to intend to shame him.
耶稣对他的回答不是说要来羞辱他。
Not to expose his failure.
不是把他的缺陷，把他软弱的地方暴露出来。
He loved him. His love is waiting for him.
耶稣爱他，耶稣在等候来爱他。
Yeah, it's a love awaiting.
等候的爱。
This young man's response, his response is very sad.
这个年轻的官人听到耶稣说变卖所有这一件事的时候，他的反应是忧忧愁愁的。
And you might say, yeah, the double word, 忧忧愁愁 is very, very sad.
非常非常的忧愁。
The man's identity is so wrapped up with his extreme wealth and the status that he couldn't let go.
这个人的身份被他的财富地位和他极端的说要守律法给阻止了。
And he went grieving, and Jesus grieved with him too.
他很伤心的走了，耶稣也很伤心。
To enter the kingdom of God is not by human effort, but by grace. In Luke, he said, replied, "What is impossible with man is possible with God."
进入神的国不是靠着人的行为，而是神的恩典。马太福音十九章二十六节也说，耶稣看着他们说，在人是不能的，在神凡事都能。
Okay, with mortal you cannot convert anyone. 有血气的不能改变，不能
有血气的不能改变，有血气。
Yeah, 对 Yep.And my father is a doer.
再回到我爸爸呢，他是一个行动派的。
Very different from my mom, who likes to get away things.
妈妈呢就，没什么事情最好不要麻烦她。
So nowadays, mom couldn't walk without help.
但是现在妈妈如果没有人帮她，那连走路都做不到。
Couldn't wash herself.Couldn't dress herself, and she needs help with everything.
她现在生活也不能够自理，很多方面都需要帮忙。
Most of the times she will just doze off.
很多时候她就昏昏睡觉。
Times and times, my dad will urge my mom to do things herself, thinking to keep herself being useful to listen my burden.
很多时候，他爸爸需要催促我的妈妈，让她尽量自己处理事情，为了让叔可以减轻负担。
Although my mom being so dependent and useless in most people's eyes，
或者现在妈妈的情况让其他人觉得她很没用，很。
I still love her and enjoy her presence。
我还是很爱她，还是很享受她跟我在一起的时光。
And sometimes.I would rather Dad would not do so many things.
很多时候我在想，希望爸爸不要那么行动派。
Yeah, 因为 because he will do things that according to what he thinks is right.
因为他现在做的事情都是他自己觉得对的，他就做了。
Once there was one who was trying to put a screwdriver into the electric plug.
有一天他要把那个螺丝刀放在插电的那个洞。
Because he thinks that the plug was stuck.
因为他觉得那个洞是已经阻止了、堵住了。
Yeah, so sometimes I'd rather he not doing things.
所以有时候我希望他最好就不要做。
Okay, this young man who conversed with Jesus set up a contrast with Zacchaeus.
这个人跟耶稣的对话呢，他就和一个叫做撒该的另外一个人有了一个比较。
Zacchaeus is a chief tax collector.
这叫撒该的是个税吏长。
And this chief collector is only used once in the Bible.
这个税吏长这个词在圣经里面只用过一次。
He is a very rich man, but this rich man got it right with Jesus.
他是个非常富有的人，但是他跟耶稣有了对的观念。
And he is right with Jesus, and he is right with the kingdom of God.
他跟耶稣有对的联系，他跟神国就有对的关系。
He was also very desperate to want to see Jesus.
他也是非常渴望见到耶稣。
He also doesn't care about his ego and his public image to climb up a sycamore tree.
他也不在乎自己的形象、自己的社会地位，他爬上了一个桑树。
He also knew the law very well.
他也非常的清楚神。
He knows it so well that he knows the requirement of repayment or restitution.
他也知道律法，他知道
赔偿
在摩西五经里面的规定。
Yep. In Exodus chapter 22, it lists all the restitutions for different situations.
在创世纪里面有不同的规条是对于敲诈这件事情。
When Zacchaeus say that he would repay four times if he has cheated,
在这里撒该说若是他讹诈了谁就还他四倍。
This is almost the extreme repayment required under the law in case of theft.
这一件事情单独来讲在律法里面是非常的极端的。
But Zacchaeus didn't have the grip of the wealth that he didn't he doesn't have the grip of the wealth.
但是撒该他却没有被财富所控制的那个情况。
He didn't see it that he couldn't give away to have something more important.
他没有说他为了钱财没有办法放弃钱财为了更好的东西。
Jesus looked up.
耶稣向上看的时候
look up the tree and saw him.
耶稣看到桑树上面撒该在那边。
Jesus said, Zacchaeus, come down immediately. I must stay at your house today.
耶稣对他说今天救恩到你。耶稣对他对撒该说撒该你下来吧晚上我要住在你家里。
So he came down quickly and welcomed Jesus joyfully.
撒该就很高兴的下来欢欢喜喜的接待了耶稣。
Zacchaeus received Jesus to his house joyfully.
撒该就欢欢喜喜的接待耶稣在他的家里。
Received.
他就领受了。
And joyfully, what a contrast to the young ruler.
欢欢喜喜的领受了。撒该和我们刚才所讲的那个富有的官人是怎样的一个比较呢？
And he prepared to give away his wealth to keep that joy of having Jesus in his house.
他把他所有的财富分出去，是为了能够让可以更欢喜的接待耶稣。
I'm very much like my father too, a doer.
树也很像他的爸爸，也是一个行动派的。
There are days that I am so tired from caring for my parents.
有一天，我又觉得照顾父母非常的疲累。
I feel like dying is actually is a gain.
我觉得现在离世是一种。
Yep. And thinking that I'm totally drained out.And no good for anything, that I can't even have a proper job, and that have nothing more to offer to God besides living for my parents and taking care of the daily mundane chores.
甚至到一个时候，我非常的疲累，我觉得我活着就是为了照顾我的父母，我连一个合适的工作也没有，然后每一天为了照顾他们的饮食起居、琐琐碎碎的事情，好烦。
I often say to God, I only want to live one day longer than my parents.
我常常跟神说，我只要比我的父母多活一天就好。
Then one Sunday morning, during worship,
有一天主日崇拜的时候,
while a missionary sharing her message,
一个宣教士在分享他的见证,
I was thinking that I have nothing to offer God.
我觉得，哎呀，我也没有什么可以给神的。
I only want to die so that I can rest eternally.
我是想要死掉算了，我就可以安息了。
God told me this.
但是神却是对我说，
You said you have nothing or little to offer me.
你觉得你没有，甚至只有很微小的作用。
Okay, for whatever left, no matter how little or how none.
好，那你觉得你所剩下的，不管是 有多么的微小，甚至是一无所有。
Your life still mine.
你的生命还是我的。
You still belong to me.
你还是属于我的。
If you live for yourself, you have every reason to die.
如果你是为了你自己而活，你要死就死了。
But you live for me.
但是你是为我而活的。
Since then, nothing has changed.
自从那个时候，什么事情也没有改变啊。
Circumstances still the same.
输还是输?
Yeah. Dad is still want to do his own thing.
爸爸还是继续他的行动。
Mom still doesn't want to do anything.
妈妈还是一动不动。
But they're still very cute.
但是他们还是一样的可爱。
I still feel tired most of the time.
我还是觉得很累很多时候。
Strangely, I start to like, I actually enjoy the life that I have not right now.
我现在觉得很轻省。
Yeah. It's hard, it's mundane, low glamour, no luxury, but it seems to understand God's love.
我现在还是觉得生活很难，很平凡，没有魅力，也不奢华，但是我慢慢明白了上帝的爱。
And the weight of the kingdom, a bit more through caring for my parents.
每一天我就经历 神的国更多一点，在照顾父母的时候，
and dealing with the challenges in life，
还有每一天的挑战。
I want to introduce you to this couple, Cedric and Wendy.
现在给你介绍这一对夫妇 ，Cedric Wendy.
Cedric was born and raised near Boston.
Cedric 这个男士是在波士顿出生长大。
And Wendy was born on the other side of the world in Taiwan.
Wendy 呢，就是在台湾出生。
And migrated to New York City with her family when she was 7.
7岁的时候就和她的家人一起移民到了纽约。
And Cedric met Wendy at a Christian fellowship at Albert and Einstein College of Medicine.
他们两个相遇是在一个医学院叫做 爱恩斯坦医学院的基督教团契。
And they later got married, have two children.
3年之后他们结婚了，然后有3个小孩。
Yeah. And that's Stephen and Claire.
Stephen 还有 Claire, 他的孩子。
So they live in New York, and where Cedric is practiced as an infectious disease and HIV specialist.
Cedric 就在那边实习他传染病艾滋病的这个医学工作。
In the whole world, it's only a few of them.
全世界没有几个。
And Wendy is a pediatric.
Wendy 却是儿童医生，儿科医生。
When they were still in New York, have such a prestige in New York.
当他们还在纽约有这么舒适的环境的时候，
they decided that they will not get a house. They will not buy an apartment or house for themselves.
他们决定不在那边买房子。
They have no problem buying houses and apartment.
当然他们的经济情况是没有问题的，如果他们想要买。
But they decided not to.
但是他们却决定不要买。
Because they know that they are going to China.
因为他们心里知道他们要去中国。
They don't want to be tied down with the wealth that they will not go.
他们不想要被财富绑在纽约。
And they join OMF that they went to China, the most remote area in China in Sichuan.
他们去了中国四川一个非常乡下的地方。
It's called Sichuan, and it's the capital city of the autonomous for the Yi people. It's 彝族的自治区。
Sichuan. 四川的少数民族彝族自治区。
对。And over there, the population of HIV, the HIV population is staggering. It's high. It's really high.
在那里，艾滋病的传染率是非常的高。
And there was one time that the premier, what was that called, Wen Jiabao, and went to visit the place because it's so staggering, it's so alarming that he went there to visit the place.
大家可能都知道一个温家宝之前的
总理，
他去了四川那边去看他们。
So they went there so that Cedric went there to help with the HIV people over there.
Cedric, 他就去那边帮助艾滋病传染的那些病人。
Yeah, and it's not that he is doing anything very high tech or anything like that, but he decided to stay there.
不是因为他在那边去提供一些很 high tech 的东西，只是他想要在那边。帮助他们。
What a contrast from New York to the village in Sichuan.
从一个很豪华的纽约到了四川一个鸟不生蛋的地方。
They decided not to get an apartment.
他们决定不在纽约买房子。
When they say that, I'm really touched with that.
当他们这样分享见证的时候，我很感动。
Well, we might be called by God to be like Cedric and Wendy to give up their comfortable life and promising life in U.S.
有一天，或者我们也像 Cedric 和 Wendy 那样，有神的呼召，那我们离开舒适的环境。
God put us in different environment to live for Him, so that we can be a witness to God in different like walk of life.
神带领我们在不同的环境，是为了把我们放在那边，那一些还没有见过福、还没有认识神、认识福音的人，来更有机会可以认识。
And to some he called to give up comfortable life, but to some he may ask us to stay.
神的呼召是怎样的呢？或者他会呼召一些人放弃他舒适的环境，或者他要我们停留在我们的原居地。
Like Jesus asked the demon once demon possessed man in Gerasene that he asked him to go home.
在一个地方有一个人是被鬼附的，耶稣却医治了他之后，反而叫他回家。
So to live a life that's purposeful is to follow Jesus.
能够活出一个有意义的生命，就是跟随耶稣的生命。
This satisfaction in life and assurance of life cannot be found in pursuing riches, activities, status as an end in themselves.
对耶稣的满足了是不能够在任何的地方找到的，不是不在乎我们的钱财，不在乎我们的社会地位，还有其他的任何东西。
Is to have that relationship with God.
我们的满足是跟神能够有亲近的关系。
Seek ye first the kingdom of God, and all these things shall be added unto you.
圣经说，你当先求神的国、神的义，你所需的一切必加添给你。
This young man. This young ruler said that he has been seeking, he has been observing the commandments since youth.
这个刚才讲的有钱的官人呢，他说他从小就遵守了一切的律法。
He has been seeking since youth.
他从小就在渴慕。
And he is still seeking.
他还是在追求当中。
Are we like him at the church? That we have been in the church since youth.
我们也像他差不多的情况吗？我们从小就在教会长大。
Or we have been in church for a while.
还是我们在教会有一段时间呢？
And we are still seeking.
我们还在追求。
There's still something lacking.
还是我们还在缺乏某些东西。
And are we still seeking?
我们还在追求吗？
At the end of Zacchaeus' story,
撒该的故事的结尾呢？
Jesus said to him,
耶稣对他说，
Today salvation has come to this house.
今天救恩到了这一家。
Because this man too is a man, is a son of Abraham.
因为他也是亚伯拉罕的子孙。
For the son of man came to seek and to save the lost.
耶稣说人子来为要寻找拯救世上的人。
Or have you let Jesus sought out of you?
你有让耶稣来拯救你吗？
Let's pray.
我们一起祷告。
Father, we thank you so much.
感谢主。
We thank you that even in our daily life, in our very normal, ordinary